Could arch enemies Volodymyr Zelensky and Vladimir Putin sit down together one-on-one? And would Putin take that step without knowing and having prior agreement that Mr. Zelensky was prepared to concede territory? Who holds the cards right now? President Trump, after his four-day flurry of summits, or President Putin, legitimised on the US rolled-out red carpet? Trump is pushing for a bilateral or trilateral meeting, but has conceded the Russian president may not be interested in ending hostilities. There are still no details of when, where, or how such a meeting might take place. Dr. Stephen Hall is Assistant Professor, Russian and Post-Soviet Politics at the University of Bath in England. He's on the line. And Professor Hall, good morning. Welcome to Morning Ireland.
Good morning, Mary.
President Putin may not have been in that room on Monday when we saw President Trump, Zelensky and Zelensky's team of supporting European leaders all sitting down together in Washington. But it was all about him and his next steps. Is that exactly where Vladimir Putin would want to be, or is there any discomfort for him in that show of political power?
Well, I think there's always a little bit of discomfort. Any autocrat is going to be worried about the other side and the threat coming from them. There was unity, at least a show of unity. The Europeans and Zelensky managed to keep Donald Trump on side, keep him entertained, flattered him for a long time. There wasn't the Oval Office debacle as there was in February. So that will be worrying for the Kremlin. But certainly, Putin believes that he's winning in Ukraine, and Russian state media spent a lot of time, I think they spent about 10 seconds talking about the meeting between Trump and the European leaders and Zelensky. They spent a lot longer talking about the 40-minute phone call that Trump made to Putin during that meeting. So it certainly is something that the Kremlin believes probably the meeting Russia came out of it looking okay.
So already winning, as you say, on the battlefield and winning elsewhere as well. There's no ceasefire demand. There are no fresh sanctions coming from the United States. No boots on the ground and very unclear security arrangements.
Well, yes. I mean, it is very unclear. I wouldn't necessarily say that Russia is winning, but Putin believes they are, and that's the important thing for Putin. But in terms of what's coming next, the coalition of the willing has been a lot of talk, but very little action, waiting on a peace deal before they can be deployed. Russia has been unequivocal that no NATO troops will be allowed in Ukraine. They would like to see Chinese peacekeepers. Before, it was Belarusian and Kazakh peacekeepers. That's anathema to Ukraine. It's also having China in Europe would be anathema to Donald Trump, possibly as well. So that remains difficult to see as to whether there will be peacekeepers and what their iteration will be. And Putin wants to spin out negotiations for negotiations' sake, just to be able to talk to Trump to legitimate himself. We'll have to wait and see as to whether he will sit down with Zelensky. They're talking about Switzerland or more likely Budapest at the moment. But again, Putin may decide that he's not going to sit down with Zelensky, but that there will be negotiations between a Russian delegation and a Ukrainian delegation. Who knows? We'll have to wait and see.
How impressive did you view it to see those European powers lining up with Zelensky? Were they there as much to protect him from Donald Trump as they were to show their power to Vladimir Putin?
I think it was a case of highlighting that they still have something to say on the to bring something to the table. Yes, it was to support Zelensky. No one wanted to see what happened in the Oval Office back in February again. But Europe has been largely sidelined in this war. The fact that we're talking about a bilateral meeting between Zelensky, Putin, and then a trilateral meeting with Zelensky, Putin and Trump highlights that Europe really isn't bringing anything to the table at the moment. As I say, the Coalition of the Willing has been there for quite a while now, but very little has actually happened. Europe has always relied on America for its security and is now playing catch-up in regards to that. It has had a very difficult time trying to show its relevance to all sides.
NATO is meeting today. Is that significant?
I think it is significant. They need to see whether what's kind of, now that Trump has talked about security guarantees for Ukraine, one needs to actually know what those security guarantees are and what America is going to do. Trump was very clear that there will not be American soldiers in Ukraine. So what is America going to provide? Is it going to be intelligence? Is it going to be sending air defense or military equipment to Ukraine or to NATO allies? What is it going to be? And then that will give the Europeans an idea as to what they can actually achieve. They will also want to go to the table and show to Donald Trump and the Americans that actually they can contribute to this security guarantees and what they can actually do. So Keir Starmer has already talked today about protecting Ukraine's air and sea. Maybe other European allies are also contemplating what they can do, protecting cities or sending troops into Ukraine. This is important to know because then it can help Ukraine make those decisions about the peace agreement with Russia if they know they have guaranteed security support.
Let's talk about territory. Is it clear to you that President Zelensky will ultimately have to concede territory?
Well, it's not clear. The problem is that Ukraine has spent the last 11 years since 2014 building up defences on the in the Donbass, in Donetsk, ostensibly. And if Putin's demand that Ukraine has to give up the whole of the Donbass is met, then that hands Putin Ukraine's fortresses, its defence system, mm-hmm. and therefore leaves central Ukraine completely open. So it is certainly something that I think Zelensky will fight for. There is, whether he will be forced to give it up, I hope not. He's talking about freezing the line of contact. That's plausible. He could also decide to say, yes, we will give up the Donbass, but give us a year or 2 years to build new defensive lines in central Ukraine. And that could be sent back to Putin as a stopgap. Whether Putin would then agree to it, it would also highlight exactly what Putin actually wants in this war, as if we don't actually know. Is it just the Donbass or is it the whole of Ukraine? If he rejects that idea that Ukraine can, you know, take 2 years to build new defences, then we know for certain that Putin has eyes on Kiev and possibly as far as Lviv.
One final one for you, Professor. How long do you think Ukraine can continue to hold the interest and attention of President Donald Trump? And already this morning, at the White House turning to Venezuela and talking about not ruling out military force to combat drug trafficking gangs there.
Well, Donald Trump is notorious for changing his views and his perceptions about things by the day. There are still different groups within the American administration who are interested in Ukraine for different reasons. So it will keep on coming back to him. Donald Trump seems to want to get a Nobel Peace Prize, and Ukraine is an important part of that aspiration. There also seems to be a messianic vision for Donald Trump now, since the assassination attempt on him in the run-up to the American presidential elections. He seems to have this process that in the past it was all about getting America back into America, not paying attention to the world. He seems to have this messianic urge now to bring peace to the world and to get America involved in a lot of things. So Ukraine is going to be key to that. I can't imagine that Donald Trump at the moment is going to walk away primarily because he would like to get the Nobel Peace Prize. It's perhaps one thing that Zelensky could say, that if you are able to solve this war to the benefit of both sides, not just Russia, then we will make sure you win that peace prize.
Dr. Stephen Hall, thank you very much for joining us on Morning Ireland, 20 minutes past 8.